ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters and dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We got to the point where Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, in supplication number 8 in As-Sahif Sajjadiyah, he says, O Allah, I seek refuge in you from su'ul wilayati liman tahta aydina, mistreating, guarding badly those who are in our care. We were looking at the list of the people who are under our care in the previous episodes. So we said we have parents, we have siblings, we have spouses. At a point of our time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make me in charge of my own kids, be it as a father or as a mother. Nevertheless, I will be in charge of these poor children. And it is a great responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the parents. Now, for those who don't want to have kids, obviously, they are relieved of this duty. But for those who do, the duty becomes greater. So how do we treat those under our care when it comes to kids? Do we give them their needs? Do we deprive them of their needs? Or do we let nature take its course when it comes to kids? Because some people and some parents, they just let nature take its course. Whatever happens, happens. They have no plan whatsoever when it comes to their children and how they should take care of them. Before we dive into this topic, let us take a short break and then we will come back.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana,
welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. So we're saying that when it comes to kids, sometimes we can mistreat our kids. And this is a very long, lengthy topic, because when it comes to children and upbringing children, it's a whole subject by itself. But we just stay with the headlines here. As a parent, I can mistreat my children, first, physically, either by hitting them, by harming them. That is absolutely haram. No parent has a right to lay a hand on their kids, no matter what. Even in jurisprudence, we say that when a parent hits his children, then he needs to compensate. He needs to pay kuffara for it. I had a child, one of my students, he was only 11, 13, and when we started speaking about fiqh, he asked me that question. He said, does a father has a right to hit his kids? And I said, no. No father has a right. And actually, if he does, then he needs to pay in gold. That's the penalty paying in gold, and a lot of it. And some parents, when they stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have to answer to that. Because all this hitting, it doesn't go to waste. It's all recorded. Allah does not take it lightly when a person or a parent hits his children. And sometimes as parents, because we lack the knowledge, we lack the method to raise our children, so our response is hitting. And this is not a good way of upbringing and raising our children through hitting. So we cannot cause them any harm. So sometimes we mistreat our kids who are under our care by hitting them. The Imam says, "Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from su'ul mu'amala." That's really bad, that I can't do this. I have to become very sensitive or loving and caring towards my kids, not vice versa. So su'ul wulaya, right? Because Allah has given you authority, has given you guardianship, has given you whatever you want to call it. You're in charge, responsibility. Don't misuse that. Su'ul wulaya, that's what it means. You are mistreating, misusing the position that Allah has given you when it comes to your kids. So physical harm is absolutely forbidden in every shape and form. Let us take a short break and then we will continue.
Listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We were saying that we have a duty of care towards our children. We have no right to abuse them physically. Sometimes parents who don't abuse their kids physically, they might abuse them verbally. And this is a very, very common thing between people, and obviously depends on the geographical location that could either intensifies or it could intensifies. So it depends. So for example, in Asian countries or this region of, you know, the Asian countries, mistreating your child verbally is a very common thing. In the West, maybe they're a bit sensitive about it. But nevertheless, it happens with a lot of parents. Especially when it comes to name calling, which seems to be very, you know, easy on the tongue of a lot of parents, by naming their kids names, calling them animal names, whether it is the animal, just saying to the person you are an animal, calling them dogs or pigs or donkeys or what have you. Allah says it's haram in the Quran. He says, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ. Do not call one another names or nicknames. It's haram. So I don't have no right to call my children these kind of names. In fact, even psychology today tell us that these leave prints on the soul of the child, on the mind of the child, when you call them names. And as they grow older, they grow weak, feeble. Their self-esteem is low, their mentality is low. Why? Because they've been subjected to such treatment and to such words. In fact, we should be doing the opposite. Encouragement, nice words, gentle words. That's how we bring leaders to this world. Because the more we say bad words to our children, the more hatred we try to plant in their hearts, the more jealousy we plant in their heart, the more evil we plant in their hearts. So the Imam says, "Oh Allah, su'ul wulaya, mistreating my guardianship, I seek refuge in that." We will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهن عشق و تولای تو را